We were just having a conversation off the air that I'd like to continue on the air, Galvin, because you and I are very similar yet very different. But usually when it comes to entertainment, we're on the same page.
Right.
I was just thinking the exact opposite of what you said.
Right.
I watched, I've been watching, especially over the Thanksgiving break, the Friends reruns. It seems like Friends is on demand all the time. Like, I could just turn a channel on and Friends is on.
I think it's on TBS, and they show, like, I don't know, nine of them back-to-back.
And then Nickelodeon's the same thing.
Around yeah. 4 o'clock or something.
I watch Friends, and I barely snicker, and I wonder how it is I was ever interested in that show. Now, when it was on, I was a young 20-something living in New York by myself, so I think I related a little bit more.
Uh-huh. Which one? Which character were you most related to?
Oh, easily, Monica. none of them. I just I knew the struggles of living in Manhattan and having to live with three other people and trying to get a nice apartment, which really didn't exist. What they had didn't exist.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
Not for the jobs that they had.
They did put it into the story that it was rent controlled, and Monica's grandmother,
right?
I think,
yeah,
had it, and then they were sub-leasing it or whatever.
Do you know that my whole family, when they came over here from Italy, they moved to Elizabeth Street in Manhattan. Now, Elizabeth Street is down in Soho. And it's where all the Italians kind of group together.
Could you imagine if they had enough money to just buy like an acre of land?
Yeah, well, they weren't buying land at the time. They
no,
were buying,
I know what
yeah.
I'm saying.
So they were all apartment buildings. I have, I think, on my Facebook page, I might have a picture of the building. And my grandmother's best friend, Connie, who's been dead for some time now, her and her husband, Stanley, and their kids, Augie, Gregory and Sally all lived in this apartment, and they lived in like a two-bedroom apartment.
Okay.
Augie is like, we call Augie Beetlejuice. He looks like I don't know. He looks like Beetlejuice. He's got a bald head on the top and weird on the side, and he's not autistic, but he's got real slow mannerisms.
Okay.
But he's super religious. So he lives like a pauper, and he gives all of his money to church. He gives them like hundreds of thousands of dollars at the same time. And Gregory is the only kind of normal one. He is a video editor, has been for some time, used to get me all the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame shows, the jam sessions,
yeah,
before they ever filmed them, you know, because they did film them for themselves.
Right.
They did them in small clubs and stuff, and he used to send me all the VHS tapes. Good guy, also kind of weird, a little bit of a drinker. And then Sally... was Sally Donuts. He weighed like 400 pounds when he was 15.
Oh, Sally
like
was a guy, okay.
Yeah, Sally was a guy. And Stanley was an alcoholic who looked like a vampire.
Uh-huh.
And then Connie looked like an old dude, but she was the nice as can be.
I want to drink your rum.
Yeah, Stanley was a weirdo. But he was a funny drunk, not a mean drunk, uh-huh. So he had funny stories. And they have the kind of apartment where the bathtub's in the kitchen because of the plumbing, because they lived there forever
right.
back in the day. So Gregory and Augie, Sally's dead, Connie's dead, and Stanley's dead. Gregory and Augie still live in the apartment today.
Really?
Now, in the same building, Francis Ford Coppola bought the whole first floor of the building.
Okay.
As people moved out, it's rent controlled, but as people died and moved out, they became available, and Coppola bought the whole first, he might even bought the first two floors of the building.
Any idea what Gregory and
I know exactly what they pay.
Okay.
Okay, now just to give you an example, Soho is prime real estate.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I lived on the Upper East Side, which is also on the higher end. I lived on the same block that the mayor's mansion was, Gracie Mansion. And all the Yankees lived up there because it was close to the Bronx. Upper East Side was expensive. And I lived in a crappy two-bedroom apartment. Now, when I say two bedrooms, one of them was the size of my office, literally, here. And the other one was almost a triangle. It was like a big closet that was big enough to fit a twin bed in there. And then in order to get to the other side of the room, you had to turn sideways because it angled. I don't even know how they made that a room. That's what you had. And that was $1,300 a month.
I was going to say, I would imagine a $800 apartment here, there would be around $8,000.
Yeah, I was going to say it would be a lot. Okay, so I know that when Wells played for the Yankees, he lived on the Upper East Side. He lived in a high rise that had like 70 floors, and he was like on the 40th something floor, and he had, I would say, probably about maybe 1,800 square feet. He had a small kitchen, a pretty big living room, dining room area, and he had a huge master bedroom and then two pretty decent sized bedrooms. It was similar to any apartment that you would find here in any apartment building in Tampa. and he paid $8,000 a month
Yowza.
Rent. And they wouldn't let him buy it. And it mostly was because he had all windows and his view of Manhattan was fantastic. But it was $8,000 a month to rent. Augie and Gregory pay $175 a month.
Oh, my God.
In 2015 in Soho. So what they would do, and this is where Augie gets all his money for the church, they would sublet one of the bedrooms, and they would charge that guy $1,000 a month.
Sure, yeah.
So the neighbors, not the neighbors, but the building owners want them out so bad. It's not just them. It's a couple of old school people that are grandfathered in there in that building. But, man, you could make a ton of money on a rent-controlled apartment.
So how does rent control work? I don't understand. Because so I've never had to deal with something like that.
You're grandfathered in from being there from the beginning or from a certain amount of time, so they can only increase your rent a certain amount. I don't even know if it's every year. It might be every 3 years. And I think their last rent increase was $5.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's amazing. Like, Augie's going to – Gregory's my mother's age, so he's got to be close to maybe his mid-50s. And he'll probably die in that apartment. He's still single. Him and Augie will be living there until Beetlejuice dies.
So now, how does it work? Were they on the lease, or is it because you're a relative? Like,
they grew up there. They were like probably the first people to live in that apartment.
Okay, their family. When they die, they can't leave it to somebody else.
No. But if he has kids and stays in that apartment, I think he can pass that along to his kids.
Right.
But he's not having kids. He's a weird looking dude. Yeah. But I don't understand how at 50 years old and single. And you know you can get out of that and make a ton of money. Why don't you just go?
Why wouldn't you move to Florida?
Right.
Rent that out and pay for whatever you want down here plus some. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people don't make smart choices there, but that's an amazing situation. If you can get in a rent controlled situation, even if you have to live with Fat Sally and Beetlejuice, it's worth it for a little while.
And that, of course, is the story why you don't like Friends anymore.
Yeah. Because of that. Now, I watched an episode of Seinfeld that I don't recall ever seeing before, which is probably not possible, but I don't remember all
of
them.
It's impossible for me.
Yeah. And it was the one where Jerry has to go get a haircut from, he doesn't want to go to Enzo because Enzo keeps screwing his hair up. So he goes to the other guy, but Enzo... it's his son?
Yeah, it's his son, and he comes to the apartment.
Yeah, and finds Jerry's hair, and Newman's responsible, and it made me laugh out loud a bunch of times, and I thought, man, I'm not watching enough Seinfeld reruns. And then I watch Friends a couple of times, and I just watch it with a stone face, and I go, how can I... And Chandler throws a couple lines every once in a while. Joey's dumb stuff's a little bit funny, but Phoebe, shut up.
Yeah,
you were
never
attractive. Your stupid smelly cat's not funny. And I don't understand how we were so attracted to Jennifer Aniston for so many years.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Oh. You're out of your mind because she the other day, and I would love to, if we ever get her on the air, I'm going to ask her if she did it on purpose of not wearing a bra.
Had to.
Because she would
Had
do
to.
That. And she was like, that was her prime time. And she probably knew. And she's like, I'm going to get this on film.
Yeah.
Like, people need to see this.
Oh, don't get me wrong. She's gorgeous. She's just not my type. And She's the kind of girl where if you meet her in the bar, you're like, this girl's gorgeous. And you talk to her for 5 minutes, you're like, I hate her.
Yeah, I'm not. I can watch it with the sound off. I'm just saying she looked fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never thought Phoebe was funny. I'm exactly the same way. Chandler, every once in a while, throws a good line. Joey, dumb, is funny. David Schwimmer, I think, is funny in some of his dumb stuff.
I was caught up in the Ross and Rachel thing, and I can't imagine ever caring about that. Ever.
It was real love, though.
You know what, though? So was Sam and Diane, and I thought after I'll never be into another TV couple again, and boom, there I am for Ross and Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And that was there I was for Lady Mary and Matthew for a little while.
It was funny. Modern Family is one of the best shows on TV.
Okay, now my wife watches it way more than I do. I'll watch the reruns.
Right.
And it's kind of like Family Guy, where I hate Family Guy, but yet I watch it and I laugh all the time. Same thing with South Park. I think I'm just sick of seeing it. But it is very funny, and that Dunphy guy, he delivers every line is funny.
Oh, it's great. It's unbelievable. And his son, Luke, who plays kind of a dumb kid, is actually very smart in real life. I think he's in Mensa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's really intelligent. But they had the neighbors that moved in, and they had a hot daughter that was laying out on the back of their boat. And he came over, and he was talking to her, and she was being mean to him. And he goes, I like this. We have kind of a will they, when will they vibe.
I don't know. I just that whole Friends thing just throws me off. I can't imagine.
I haven't seen it for so long that now that it's back on, I've been watching it, and there's just sometimes where it will make me laugh. You know, where Seinfeld makes me laugh, and I watch that all the time.
Yeah, I've seen the episode where they have the chicken stand open up across the street from Jerry, Jerry and
Kenny
Kramer,
Rogers Roasters.
Yeah, and then they switch apartments, and Jerry becomes Kramer. I laugh like an idiot every time I see that episode.
I was getting no sleep. No sleep! No sleep.
All right, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Did you see, and I got to tell you, I'm banking on this. Did you see that 12 days early, people are online for Star Wars already?
Really?
Oh, listen to this. This video is on our Facebook page right now.
This is all guitar.
One dude. The Gary Hoey of Star Wars. This guy played every instrument. I played the guitar and played every portion of the song and videotaped it, and it's on our Facebook. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's very cool because he has it split into like probably 30 different squares on the screen, and it shows violin one, violin two, oboe, what he's playing, the different things. Like even the cymbal thing he's like doing on the bass and stuff. Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
It's weird to watch this new generation grow up on the internet and not TV and all that. I'm telling you, I was telling Spanish at lunch yesterday. It has brought the creative side out of my son that I have never seen. My son will walk in my office, look around, find junk, and make something out of it. And I go, how did you do that? He goes, I saw some kid do something on YouTube.
And the most amazing thing is they can do it all on their iPhone. The iPhone has everything. I bought my son a director suite thing, whatever that you can put on the computer. But really, you don't even need it. You can do your iPhone and do everything on there.
My son makes stop animation movies that blow me away. And then also makes me think that we should start making those.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because they're simple. All you need to do is take pictures.
It's funny because Bert is doing video blogs now. Our buddy Bert Kreischer, he's doing a lot of those. And he said that he learned from kind of watching the quick cuts and all that kind of stuff where he would just record himself and it would just be him talking for a few minutes. And he's like, that's not, you got to do those quick cuts and, you know, change it up.
My son. So one of the gifts that Santa is bringing my son.
Don't ruin it.
No. He's not listening.
Well, I mean, there are other kids listening.
Yeah, Santa's bringing.
He wasn't ruining it.
I'm the one ruining it. They sell. It's like a Crayola set. It's weird. It's a little action figure that you use with an iPad, and you position the action figure, and then you take a picture of it, and through the app on the iPad, you make a movie out of it. So as you move the little action figure's arms and stuff, it captures it on film and puts it in a movie. And
pretty
I go,
brilliant.
The closest we had to that when I was a kid was just drawing little stick figures on a piece of paper and then
flipping the book
over. And I go, wow, it's totally changed.
Man, I ordered so much crap on Black Friday. I have no idea. Things are starting to show up in my eyes. I feel like I was drunk.
I feel bad because I did it. I feel dumb because I did it 3 days after Black Friday. I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to go to the stores. I'm going to see the deals. And then I went to Toys R Us.
Yeah, Yellow Tuesday.
Cyber Monday.
I went to Toys R Us, and I took pictures of everything that Ben wanted from Santa. And then I went to Target, and I looked at prices at Target, which were the same at Toys R Us. Yep. And then I went on Amazon. Same on Amazon. They're the same across the board. Yeah. You're not getting any deals now.
Go to Sam's place. Go try Walmart. You're in good shape there.
Really?
Oh man, I'll tell you. I don't know how other stores survive while Walmart's out there.
Yeah.
I don't know how Walmart survives. They just give stuff away. I didn't care. I just on Black Friday I had my phone and I was just like, oh, that's nice. I'll buy that. Oh, that's nice. And then it has my credit card stored and everything. So I just hit and said packages are showing up at my house daily. I walked in the other day and there was a pile of packages in my front and they were all mine.
That's the same with Groupon. Groupon's ridiculous, man.
Groupon. I got Groupon, Touch of Modern. All those places all love me.
You know what Groupon does? They go, we know you don't need this, but we're going to make it at such a ridiculous price.
What are you talking about? Why would I buy a barbecue light? Yes, that's right, I did.
Yeah.
I have a light that clips onto my barbecue and so I can look at my steaks. By the way, I've cooked on the barbecue twice.
I'm sure, yeah.
But I got a light for it now so I can see what's happening. I bought, I don't want to say a bunch of stuff because my son might be up, but I did do well on the Groupon, so... You weren't tied today?
No tie today. No,
really?
Yeah, so it was one day and we're done?
No, I mean, I'm still wearing nice clothes. I just didn't need to wear a tie. We don't have anybody coming in studio
I
today.
Oh, we only have the head of the radio division coming
in. Oh, I'm not going to be here. No, I'm not.
He'll be here at 9 o'clock.
Oh, will he?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I believe it was wear a tie, in fact, wear a bow tie.
Oh, yeah, I don't have any bow ties.
All right, we're working on it. You got a collared shirt today.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Where are you going today that you're not going to be at the meeting?
I got a doctor's appointment in Sarasota.
What kind of a doctor?
The Nutrimost Dr. Stringer.
You think that's more important than meeting the head of the radio division?
Well, it's my health, but so I guess I debated it for a little bit.
Are you unhealthy?
I feel unhealthy right now. I feel sick.
You look the healthiest you've ever looked.
I feel pretty good.
So you think the weight doctor is going to handle your cold?
I know, but I just to be safe, sometimes I get scared.
I just want to know, so when they ask me where my staff is, I can give them a good reason why you didn't show up here to meet the guy who runs the radio division.
Well, I told John, and he made me feel like it was. I guess no, he didn't make me feel like it was acceptable either.
It's cool. I didn't say whether it was acceptable or not. I just need to know what I'm supposed to say as a person that's going to be responsible for a group of people.
You could say. I don't know.
I've got mine. I'm a single dad. I got to pick my kid up at
2:30. Are you recording something and playing it back? Because you're not going to be here, are you?
No, I have a private meeting set for 10:15 today. So I've been excused from the meeting.
Right. I'm a single dad.
So your meeting lasts till 2? Your meeting lasts till 2 today from 10:15 to 2?
No, they said to me, instead of coming to the 2 o'clock meeting, we have a private meeting set for you at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, mine's at 10:15, so...
By the way, are you running the marathon this weekend?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be pissed if I trained all this time.
Trust me.
Did you run yesterday?
No, I can't. My head is so swelled and everything that I tried to run, and my head felt like it was going to fall forward and just kick it down the street. Yeah, so I don't know what I'm doing.
All that running for nothing? You got healthy
Not
for nothing?
Not all that running for nothing. I have like 3 half marathons in the beginning of the year, so I'm going to be doing those. But yeah, I do one full marathon each year. I've been trying to do one full marathon each year, and it's supposed to be this Sunday, and yeah, I'm so stuffed up. And I woke up this morning, and you know how you have that just in your chest where you go, and it all rattles? I did that, so.
You know what? It hasn't hit me yet, so if it doesn't hit me by Friday, I'll run for you.
Okay.
Although I have a feeling by Friday I could get sick.
But the worst thing is I get sick literally once a year.
Yeah.
Maybe once a year, and of course it coincides right exactly.
I'll tell you mine will be February. That's when I always get sick. So, all right, well, if I were you, I'd back out of it, too.
I'm not yet.
Okay.
So we'll see. Right. I was talking to my brother Tim, and I go, I can tell you right now, if I run, it's not going to be any world record or anything. And Tim goes, it's not. You won't run.
You aren't going to break the Kenyan record this weekend?
Thank you. All right.
Mike Caldas Show, good morning. Chew!
And that's why I'm sad.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you, Mike?
Well, hello, Crazy Patty. How are you?
Okay. You know what? When Dennis goes to see Dr. Stringer, he should tell him about that sinus problem and his cold, and he could give him something.
Yeah. Oh. You should tell him about that cold sore you got from hanging out with her.
Yeah. Is that how doctors work? Explain more things. What's gravity?
Hey, Mike, when are we going to do the Christmas carols?
That's a good question. It's hard to get your caroling partners together.
Oh, no, they can go with us. Avocado and Medicine Man, I've talked to them. They've got pretty easy schedules.
Well, can you round them up and get in the studio on Friday so we can get a round of practice in?
How about we do Monday?
See, that's the problem. Yeah. Every time we suggest a time or a day, you have a conflict.
I know this show seems like it's off the cuff, but we do have a schedule that we follow.
No, I know, but I got to see that patient on Friday.
How about tomorrow, Thursday?
Thursday's good, yeah.
All right, see if you could round up. Call me back later when you've got confirmation that you and your carolers can be in the studio tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, that was easy enough. I like that you're the leader, Patty.
I'm the leader of the pack.
Yeah. What are you going to sing? What's going to be your your main song?
Well, Joy to the World.
Let me get a little of that.
Yeah. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
I'm feeling confident. That's all right, good. I get it. You're good. You're on the right track, Patty.
Okay.
Round them up, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Got it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
being the leader of that pack is like being the tallest midget. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I mean, yeah, you're the tallest out of them, but still.
Can I tell you that I have one Christmas wish? And it's
that for all of them
ones.
To die?
No, no. I love them. They're my people. I don't know if you make this happen, Spanish, but I do have one Christmas wish.
What's that? I'm afraid to hear this.
I miss Love Tiger, and I wish he would be part of our crew.
Right, I have the same wish.
There's no Love Tiger. Why do you abandon us?
I don't know why he abandoned. Because he.
I remain friends with him on Facebook.
He likes some of your stuff every once in a while.
He likes all of my stuff all the time, and I send him messages. I miss you, Love Tiger. I wish you would come visit me just one time. I invited him to the birthday party. He doesn't even respond to me. I don't know. Love Tiger. Think of that. You could be in the group with Medicine Man. And Crazy Patty.
What a selling
point. Avocado Rocker.
Avocado. You don't even know Avocado. He's new to the show.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, Love Tiger. If you're hearing this, and I think you are, know that you're all I want for Christmas. On a Christmas side note, you know that we have the Penthouse Christmas party this Friday night starting at 10 o'clock.
Right.
I'll be out there. I understand Roger and JP will be out there.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
Coming up next on Main Stage, check out this Rod.
Hey, yeah, this is where I met Raj. He was working out there in Long Island at Flappy's, which is for a place for women after they had children to come dance.
It's where the 40s flappers would dance later on in their career.
And when he says 40s, he means like size 40 breasts, and they would flap around, and we played Nelly. It was the best of times, Raj.
Air Force One is my favorite song.
Air Force One is good, and then the Dong song was a good one. I know it's not Nelly, but that was Cisco. Good. Cisco, yeah. They're kind of the same. And then Raj would be up there talking in the booth, and I'd look past the girls and into Raj's eyes. And I thought, that's the guy I want to be with forever.
I remember that. I had a 102.5 The Bone in my pants.
Yeah.
You ever think?
Once it became legal, Raj and I tied the knot, but we like to keep it on the down low.
We tied other stuff, too.
One day you're actually going to hit the story, like the nail on the head, and they're going to be like, how did they know? How did they know that's where we met?
That obvious? Yeah. So Roger and JP will be here on Friday, and they're going to be hanging out at the Penthouse. Now, for you folks in this room, we have locked down the official Mike Calta Christmas party.
All right.
Sunday, December 20th.
Sunday, December 20th.
It's locked in.
Okay.
It's locked in. I've ordered the alcohol.
Is this at your house or is
no,
it a
I said I'll tell you the place. Location
okay.
off the air.
Right.
But it's at a different place.
Okay.
And I've loaded up on the Tito's vodka.
Uh-huh.
On the Budweiser products.
Okay.
And we've got food. And we're all going to be off the next day. I mean, we're all off.
Right.
And we're not.
What?
No, we're not.
Yeah, Carmen's the only one that has to work the next day. But everybody else is off. So, Carmen, it's close. You leave like around 9. You'll be fine.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm just kidding. Carmen's going to be off, too. We're all going to have off the next day. So that'll be our day. That'll be our party.
Okay. Yes. Very good. Excited, by the
Carmen, way. You'll be off. We're going to get it all taken care of.
I'm on the schedule.
I'm going to get you off the schedule.
Come on.
Okay.
Put it this way. I'll make you a deal, okay?
Okay.
If they tell me, and I'm saying this on the air in front of everybody, if they tell me, no, Carmen has to work the next day, she has to run the board for Best Stuff in the Morning Show.
Right.
I will come in and run the board. I don't understand what all the laughing is about.
He's showing you. He's
oh my God! This is like a.
That's so funny.
This is like listening to people watch the Mel Brooks fart scene for the first time. What is so comical?
You.
It's the world you live in.
Yeah.
What? First of all, what are you doubting? My word?
I can't even say it.
Have I ever promised you something and not come through?
No.
Okay, thank you.
But okay.
What?
No.
Tell me.
No, you're nothing.
What that is proving is that he will make sure you get off work because he's not coming in to run the board.
Right, I know.
Okay.
I will be the one. I'm going to make them take you off the schedule today and put my name on the schedule.
Oh, man.
So that when you go to the party, you have no responsibility.
Okay.
And if they don't.
I'm so sorry, Spanish.
Why?
Thank you, Carmen.
I'm not going to call us back.
I appreciate that.
Listen to me. What's going to end up happening is I'm going to go on the air live. I'm going to come in here and I'm going to play. I absolutely will.
No.
Okay. I'm telling you right now, you're off on that Monday.
Okay.
Okay. Hoppy, get right around the board.
I was doing my son. We were doing the homework together, his homework, and there was a question, and I answered it. And he goes, "Are you sure?" And I go, "I'm positive." And he goes, "Well, let me." And I go, "I'm positive. Put it down. Write it down now." And he went to look at. And I go, "Listen to me." I go, "Write it down." I go, "If it's wrong, I will buy you an Xbox One, mm-hmm. a PlayStation 4, and what's the other?" And he goes, "The Wii U." And I go, "Yes." I go, "I will buy you all three." And he goes, "Should we write that down?" I go, "Write it down. Shake hands. Do whatever you want." I go, "That is right." And I go, "If your teacher says it's wrong, I'll come and see your teacher."
All right. So you're locked in. Okay.
Okay.
I don't feel like you're happy about it yet. Like, I don't feel like you believe it.
No, I'm super excited. I just want to know where the party is.
I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah.
Okay. Carmen, when you get to the party, immediately start doing shots.
Okay. Yeah.
So they'd be like, and they go, "Hey, Carmen, you got to run the board." And you can go, like you did whenever you came out of the bathroom on the cruise. And
channeling space.
Your name will be off the schedule today
okay.
so that you could feel comfortable.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. Lock it. Oh, man. Are you going to bring a date?
No.
I didn't know.
Are we allowed?
Yeah, of
course. Oh, okay. Some Christmas parties around here, you're not allowed to bring anybody.
I'm bringing JP.
He's married. His girlfriend's my nanny. Of course you're allowed to bring your girlfriend. We like her more than you.
Oh, I know. I just didn't know the rules because some places you can't bring coworker
stuff. This is a
coworker.
Yeah, this is a family party. This isn't a corporate party.
All rules are off.
I even put Carmen down plus one because she may have a boyfriend that week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That week?
Yeah. I don't know. You tend to go through them.
Yeah. Well, so. I'm sure I can find someone that would want to go, but.
No, I don't.
You never know. You may Uber over there and then be like, "Hey, want to come in?"
I don't. You know, I do have a thing.
You've done
Uber
that before. Want to come in? Mm-hmm. He did. Wait a second, though. Your plus one has to be vetted if we've never met him before.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Make it GT Kenny, because that guy's so good looking. I know it sounds creepy. Oh, sorry.
Man. Yeah, but I don't need him. I don't need him Snapchatting the whole night.
Hang on, though, Carmen. That works out for you because then you guys do a little swap. You get Rob's girlfriend.
I take GT Kenny.
Right. Exactly.
Deal.
Yeah.
He's probably into that.
I'm out of that one. Right? All right. Well, either way, it'll be happening on Sunday the 20th. Okay.
Okay.
All good.
Sweet.
Yes.
I'm excited.
And then we gotta find a board up, man. Yeah. I'm just telling you. I'll ask Olivero and I'll talk to John, and I'll say, "Can we get somebody to fill in for Carmen on Monday? It's our Christmas party is on Sunday."
You know what you need to do? You need to talk to Hoppy and say, "Hey, listen, we're having a Christmas party on the 20th. And we need you to run the board."
So is Hoppy invited to the Christmas party?
It's your party.
I know, but I need to see what you guys think.
Where do you open? Okay, so is it just for the show, or are people like Drew going to be invited too, or is this just us?
Yes, Drew and his show will be invited.
Please, can we just... No, Hoppy. Can I just throw that out there?
Well, you're going to make him so sad.
Listen, he's invited to the company party where we'll get to hang out with him there.
But really, Origin of the Station is here on the show.
No.
Yes.
He goes on Drew's show.
Yeah.
He does promos.
But
he
really.
He has happy hour. Like, his thing here is everywhere. He's a utility player for the bone.
You're saying he's like a virus. He's spread everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know what they say? They say sadness breeds character. So... Needs more character.
You snap your wrist when you said that?
I did. It was for strength beads.
All right. Well, we'll leave that up for discussion. Who else? Who else? Like we definitely have to invite, I want to invite Drew.
So Drew, SBK, do you invite Seth?
Of course.
He won't come.
Nikki.
Yeah, even though Seth didn't invite me to his wedding, I will still invite him and Phoebe to the party.
Nikki?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Can I just tell you something about Nikki? I love Nikki. I think that Nikki is overcoming her shyness, and I think she's going to be a superstar.
Yeah, I heard you talking about all kinds of dirty sex.
Right,
last week.
But that to me is like, you know how Carmen's lack of spelling knowledge is so legit that it becomes funny. Nikki is so like new to the world.
Yes.
How old is she?
She's my age. She's
how old are
24.
You? 22, 24? She's a 24-year-old newborn. Like, she has no idea about anything. That makes me laugh.
She just had sex for the first time, like, a year ago.
Yeah, and then she's already banged two other guys.
Yeah.
I got to the bottom of that.
But, like, how crazy is that?
And then, so we've got that show. Then Roger and JP won't be here.
So then you have...
So we're done.
Billy's not here. And then you have the Bone Daily Rewind, Johnny B, Mo, and Geo show.
I'm sure they have to work.
Yeah, I guess so.
They could broadcast live. I mean,
Sunday night. I don't think they work Sunday nights.
I mean, Gio could come.
I don't think they work Sunday nights.
Yeah, right? They do, and their other jobs.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What about anybody else from any of the other stations?
Well,
Miguel and Holly. Yeah,
no, they'd never invite us to a party. They never.
Holly's single. Holly seems like she needs a good party.
All right, Holly's
John
invited.
Brennan.
John is invited. Mike Oliveira will be invited.
Anybody from sales?
Yeah, of course.
People, toddler people invited.
What about promotions?
I would think that from Olivero to Gravedigger to John, who else? Am I leaving anybody else out?
I would think that'd be the cutoff, right? Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe you want Evander there.
I mean, I think most of the people want Evander there.
More sexy guys.
He doesn't really work for us. He works for 97X.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I say load it up with sexy guys. Why
Danielle
not?
From 97X?
No, no. She didn't invite me to her wedding.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just asking.
Yeah, I love that I'm equating this to my wedding.
Yeah. Nick Van Cleef? John Moore?
No. God, no. Slater, but I think he said he's going out of town. I would invite Slater.
Yeah, Todd T. Riley.
Potty Fawcett.
No, I don't want no trench coat to my
Monica?
My party. Is Monica working?
Yeah.
Yeah, Monica's invited.
Jesus.
Any salespeople you'd want to be there?
I think I'm going to invite our whole sales staff.
Yeah,
of course.
Just the girls or the whole sales
no,
staff?
No, Richard and,
okay, yeah,
and Frank and the rest of them.
Tom.
Our sales staff.
Tom.
Bone.
Yeah. Tom does.
But they doesn't work for the bone.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't. He could sell the bone. Doesn't work for the bone.
I don't know.
Aaron Miller.
Yeah, that'll be good. He's a good time.
Yeah, you want to take Tom as your plus one? You can.
Tom said he was playing Santa.
What? Yeah. That's crazy.
It's a little bit of a stretch. He's built like an elf.
He can have seven people sit on his lap because his lap goes all the way up to his chest. Tom wears his pants very high for those of you who don't.
Poor guy. Oh man. On that note, we will go to break. When we come back, we got Sporkle. We got a lot of things to give.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.